Okay, Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Ala Amar Ravas from the Nafshi Ka Amar. Okay, the Gemara was saying like this. Rav Yosef said a statement that if an einus happens, meaning a guy said he's going to marry a woman on a certain date, he didn't, so we learned he has an obligation to feed her from that day, support her from that day. What happens if he got sick and because of that he couldn't get married? Rav Yosef said, einus frees you from all responsibilities. Okay? So then Rava came along and said, by get, it's not like that. That means, if a guy says, here's your get, I'm not going to, if I don't come within 12 months, and then he got sick in the middle and he didn't show up because he got sick, so even though he wanted to show up, and the reason he didn't show up is beyond his control, nevertheless, Rava said it's a get. And the Gemara tried proving where does Rava get it from. Okay? So the Gemara refuted all the proofs that Rava wanted to give. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Elo Rava svarad d'nafshi kamer. Rava says his own logic. Why, by a get, if a guy didn't show up out of einus, the get's going to be a get anyway. Why? And he says like this, Mishum tznuas and Mishum prutzis. Because of the modest women and the immodest women. That's for each one. Mishum tznuas, okay, because of the modest women, it's like this. Oh, so 1 minute. So Rav is saying like this, one important detail we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos and everything. Min ha-Torah, it's not a get. That means einus is beyond your control. If you didn't come because of einus, it's like you came. And therefore, min ha-Torah to get. Rav says, the Chachamim said it's not a get. Chacham said it's not a get. I'm sorry. Chacham said it is a get. That guy didn't show up. He said, if I don't show up, it's a get. Right? The guy gives a get to his wife, and he said, if I don't show up in 12 months, it's a get. Yeah? And he doesn't show up because of einus. Correct? So, Rava said, it's a get. He didn't show up because of an accident. It doesn't matter. The fact is, he didn't show up. So therefore, min ha-Torah, it's not a get. And the Chachamim say, it is a get. What's the problem?
Rabbanim say?
Well, the Gemara is going to ask the Kohen, how could that be? Okay? He says, according to Halacha, the get's a get. That's mid Rabbanim. Min ha-Torah, einus supplies, the guy didn't show up because of something beyond his control, the condition is off. So it's not a get. Because the guy didn't show up because of einus. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says like this. Mishum tznuas, mishum prutzis. Mishum tznuas, what do I mean? Because of the modest women, because what are you going to say? Lo have a get, it's not a good get. Right? You can't say that. Why? Because Zimnan de Layonis. Sometimes the guy didn't come because he didn't want to come. The sovereign, she's going to think the honest that he was an accident. In other words, like this, the super religious women are going to get stuck. The guy says to his wife, here's a get if I don't show up in 12 months. He doesn't show up. So, logically, what's the story? It's a get. He didn't show up. He said, if I don't show up, it's a get. She's going to think, oh my God, maybe he didn't come because he got sick. And therefore, min ha-Torah, there's no condition, right? So there's no get. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what she's going to think. Min ha-Torah onus, he didn't come because of onus. That means he came. Even though he didn't come, he didn't come because of others. It means he came. And if he came, it's not a get. But really, the guy didn't show up because he just didn't show up. Therefore, Uma'agna v'yasa, she's going to remain in a gunner her whole life. She's going to be stuck. Because she thinks it's not a good get. When Al Pidin, it is a good get because the guy didn't show up because he didn't want to show up, not because he got sick. He didn't want to show up. So therefore, the woman is going to be stuck for her whole life. Umishum prutzeis, and because of the chutzpedika women, the iyamir leyavagita, if you're going to say it's not a valid get, zimnan the onus. Taka, sometimes it would be the guy won't show up because beyond his control. And therefore, if he didn't show up, he got beyond his control, it's a get. Right? Because it was beyond his control. V'amr, and she's going to say, lay on us. No, he didn't go because he didn't want to come out. And therefore, it is a get. V'azo minzeba, and then she'll go get married. V'nimse get bottle, u'banel mamzeidim. And then if the husband comes back later, we find out that he didn't come because of anus. And therefore, the get was not a get. And therefore, she married illegally and the kids are mamzeidim. Right? So therefore, Rava said there's a problem over here.
What has to do with what she thinks?
Because...
I'm not going to make a get valid or not valid yet.
No. But we'll see in Tesis more details about this point. But the Gemara says like this. If he didn't show up, because of unforeseen things. If he didn't show because of unforeseen things, it's not a get. Because min ha-Torah, onus applies by get also. Right? Min ha-Torah, guy says, here's your get if I don't show up. So if he willingly doesn't show up, then it's a get. If unforeseen things happen, then we just have to saying it's not a get. Right? So this can work negatively in both ways. For the super from women, the guy didn't show up because he didn't want to. And therefore, if he didn't, it would be a valid get because the condition was met. He didn't show up. But she's going to be so frum, and she's going to say, maybe honest happened. And therefore, maybe he didn't come because of an honest, and minateira, then it wouldn't be a get, so maybe I'll be stuck for the rest of my life. Because she's machmir. Right? The non-frum girls will say like this, really he didn't show up, the reality is because of an accident. So Al Pidin, it's not a get, because he didn't show up because of anus. They're going to say, because they want to get married, they're going to say, no, he didn't come because he willingly didn't want to come. Right? And therefore, Apidin, it is a get. So she's going to come with the excuse, I know for sure he didn't come because he didn't want to come. So she's going to take the get, go marry, when it's not really a get, because he didn't show up because of anus, right? And she's going to have mamzeidim give birth. Because of these two extremes, Rava said, midrabanon, it's not a get.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it is again. It is again. Therefore, the frum girls can go get it married. Yeah? And the friar girls, we'll see what happens to them. How could they do it? Maybe it's not a get and she married. We'll see that in a second.
The thing is not deciding who is honest or who is not honest. She decides.
We don't know. The guy didn't show up. How are we supposed to know? So what's she going to do? She'll come to a bezin somewhere and say, my husband didn't come. And don't forget, Tosfos is going to explain this. Einus is not common. You don't just think maybe an accident happened. If a guy doesn't come, he doesn't come. Right? You don't think maybe he got killed on the way. He didn't come, he didn't come. That's what Taisha says, they're machmir on themselves. That's why the Gemara uses the expression, machmirin al atzmam, because al pidin, you don't assume an accident happened. You don't assume an accident happened.
It's not usual.
It's not usual. Therefore, al pidin, it's a get. But she's going to think it's not a get. So Rava says, you know what? It's a get. I'm in a tate, it's not a get. Chachamim say it's a get.
can do that?
Yeah. The Gemara is going to ask in a second. Right now, let's see it inside. Umi'ika midi. Yeah, fifth line from the top. Umi'ika midi de meraisa lehav a get, umishim tznuas, umishim pilz, sharin, and eshes ish la'alma. The Gemara says, that's weird. Minatayra, the guy doesn't show up because of unforeseen circumstances. So minatayra, it's not a get. And the Chacham are going to say it's a get. How can they're permitting her to remarry without a get, basically. Right? If an honest happened, minatayra is not a get. And the Rava says it is a get. How could that be? So the Gemara answers a very famous expression. Kol ha-mekadish adaitid rabbanim mekadish. Anytime you do kedushin, it's based on the way the rabbis want it. Therefore, vavkinu rabbanim the kedushin minei, the chachamim uprooted the kedushin retroactively. This you have in the Gemara Pesachim, this you have in the Gemara Gittin, this you have in Ksubas, you have in kedushin. This is a very basic concept. You know when you do kedushin, Taisus says it right over here. In very short tesis. L'chein eimim b'shas kedushin k'das meishu v'yisrael. You know when you do kedushin today, you say, areat m'kadesh yisli v'tabazol, and then you say, k'das meishu v'yisrael. What do you need that for? Areat m'kadesh yisli v'tabazol. What do you need k'das meishu v'yisrael? K'das meishu v'yisrael means, tesis explains, the way the chachamim want it to be. So if the chachamim want the kedushin, it's good. Chum don't want the kedushin. It's retroactively invalid. So what happened over here is like this. The guy gives a get. And he says, on the condition I don't show up. Right? So if he just doesn't show up, it's a get. If he didn't come because of Linus, so if he didn't, it's like he can't say he didn't come. Because he did come, but he didn't, but he wanted to. It was beyond his control. So therefore, it's like he came. Therefore, the get is not a get. Right? So technically, she's still a married woman. Mm-hmm. But the Chachamim say, in this case, we're saying it's a good get. How could you say it's a good get when the Torah says it's not? Because what the Chacham basically are doing, you don't need a get in this case. We're going to undo your Kedushin retroactively.
On what ground? On what ground?
But he says, because of tznuas and prutzot, because of these two extremes that can happen to opposite type of women, the Chacham are saying we're retroactively nullifying the Kedushin.
So what's the sense of having this kind of language and they get retroactive to whatever, if it's not if it's going to be problematic? David Amela's army all gave their wives a get on this condition.
That if I come back or not?
Yeah.
Right. That's why. If I don't show up, it's not it's a get.
Is it based on a pasuk or a sevara that if there is an honest, he doesn't show up, still it's a get? It's not a get. It's a pasuk, and how do we know it's the right?
He says, Rashi, we'll see in Rashi, it should be kayam and kedushin according to the chacham, and should be bottled the kedushin based on the chacham.
What kind of examples would be necessary?
I'll give you another example. The Gemara says this in Pesachim. You know, min ha-Torah you can eat chametz erev Pesach until 12 o'clock, till midday. Let's call it 12 o'clock. Yeah. That means until midday chametz is mutar b'ano. You can eat it, right? Everything. Chacham said no. You have to stop eating 2 hours before. And you can benefit 1 hour before. Okay? That means min ha-Torah, chometz is yours until 12 o'clock. The Chachamim said, from 11 o'clock on, it's not yours anymore. Right? You can't benefit. It's not yours. What happens, the Gemara says, if a guy does kedushin with a woman with bread at 11:30?
It's not yours anymore.
Minatayra, it's yours.
Inaccurate.
Minatayra, whose bread is it? It's your bread. Until 12 o'clock, it's mine. Chacham came along and said, 11 o'clock, it's not yours anymore. But Minatayra, it's yours. That means min ha-Torah, the Kedushin is valid. I'm giving her something. The Chacham said, no, I'm sorry. 11 o'clock, it's not yours anymore. 11:30, when you gave the Kedushin, you didn't give her anything. You have to give her, you didn't give her anything. It's not yours. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara asks over there the same question. Min ha-Torah, it's a Kedushin. How could the Chacham say it's not? So the Gemara answers the same thing. Call a Mekadesh, Shadaita, the Rabbanu Mekadesh. Yeah? And therefore it's a...
It's only Kedushin or other cases?
I'll give you another case. One more case I'll give you. These are the cases that come to mind. A guy, this case we mentioned last week, by the way. A guy sent a get to his wife through a shliach. Okay? A guy lives in L.A., his wife's in New York, he sends a shliach from L.A. to New York to give the get to the wife. The journey takes a week. Yeah? 2 days into the journey, now you have to remember, if you're my shliach, so that means you're my extension. Correct? That means until the woman gets the get, it's still mine. Right? If a woman sends a shliach to accept the get, the second I give him the get, she's divorced. Because he's her extension. Right? But if I send the shliach, he's my extension. Correct? That means it's like I'm holding the get until he gives the get to the woman. Sunday morning, I send a shliach to, from the LA to New York to give a get. Yeah? He's going to get there next Sunday. Wednesday, I change my mind. I say, you know what? I don't want to give it anymore. Change my mind. So I say, the shliach's already in Chicago on the way to whoever, yeah? I can't call him, texting that didn't exist. I say, you know what? It gets bottled. I change my mind, I don't want to give it. Shliach doesn't know anything. He gives a get to the wife on Sunday. He doesn't know, doesn't he know? The wife takes the get, and she remarries.
Oh, boy.
Now, Apidin is not a get, because he was mevatel the get through the shliach. He was mevatel the shliach. Yeah? Oh. Yet,
she doesn't know that.
Bezdin also doesn't know. They don't know in New York that he was mevatel the get in L.A. What do they know? So she goes ahead and gets married. So Lecheri kids a mamzadim. Right? Because the get's not a get. She was ignorant. She didn't know anything about it. So Lecheri, the get's not a get. So Lecheri, the kids a mamzadim. So the Gemara says it's not. What do you mean it's not?
What's not?
The kids are not mamzadim.
Okay, what?
Why are the kids not mamzadim? Yeah. So the Gemara says the same thing. In this case, because the woman was completely innocent, but she didn't know anything. The Chachamim retroactively uprooted the first Kedushin. Right. She was never a married woman.
Oh. What if she had kids?
So what? She was still never a married woman, and therefore her new kids are not mamzeidim.
Are weddings done this way today?
But what about the other kids?
What, you don't just...
I mean, according to the Chachamim, like, with their...
That's what you say, Kedash Maitziv Yisrael.
Why did you go that far?
What happened to all the kids?
Huh?
What happened to the original kids? What happened to them? Yep.
They're not mamzeidim, they're out of wedlock.
Wouldn't that hurt the kids
to
get married?
No.
Couldn't you nullify the fact that the kid changed his mind? Wouldn't it be easier to do that?
You can nullify. He changed his mind. He says, not a get. They changed my mind.
So it's not a get.
Huh?
Right, but she
got the get and remarried with it.
She thought it was a get. He nullified it.
She didn't know he nullified it.
So, but then can I notify?
How can I best notify?
Retractive.
Nullify the get? They can't nullify a get. They can nullify the Kedushin.
So
in fact, the Gemara is going to ask.
What's that?
The Gemara is going to ask. Okay, how does Bezdin uproot the Kedushin? So Gemara is going to say, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin has the ability to make your money not yours. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. If Bezdin makes Hefker, the Gemara that uses a lot of places this concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Yeah, Bezdin makes your money Hefker. Correct? That means you never gave a kedushin.
Question, Rabbi? Just an example. If a person today, you know, when they give a get, let's say there you have a husband who doesn't want to give a get, and they come to the Beis Din.
But it doesn't work like that because...
Right, but the thing is like this. They say, look, you know, the wife says, you better give me a get. You better want to give me a get or I'm going to kill you, you know?
That should be a widow. It's
right,
okay.
Whatever. But the thing is that he does so reluctantly. He says, okay, fine. So the rabbis ask him, do you want to give the get? He goes, yeah. So he gives a get. The get's done. Here you got the get, right? And then a month later, she gets married to some guy, and a month later he comes along and says, you know what, I really didn't mean it.
No, that's worthless. He gave her the get already.
He gave her the get, but the thing is, it was kind of...
Here, funny. She never got the get until 5 days later. Once you give a get, it's a get. You can't. If I sell you a house, and after you buy it...
Because
Beis Din doesn't do that today. When you're right, when you give a get today, Beis Din says, there's a whole bunch of things you read there.
Oh, yeah?
You nullify anything, any conditions that you made, and anything that you want to say, and everything you thought of doing, anything that you wanted to do that will interrupt this get in any way whatsoever. You're making a verbal declaration to Beis Din that it's worthless.
Directly or indirectly?
Indirectly.
So every get's like that.
Today. Yep.
Okay. So there's no way you can come along and say I didn't really mean.
Not that. No. Even without that, once you give a get, it's a get. Here, the problem is the shliach gave a get when it wasn't a get already.
But I thought the get has to be done willingly.
No.
Well,
this and that is the same as when the guy gets beat up.
That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't want to do
so the Gemara is going to ask, 1 second. So the Gemara is going to ask, okay, if you do Kedusha with money, Beis Din can undo the Kedusha by saying your money is not money. But if a guy did it with Bia, with intimacy, how can they nullify? So the Gemara is going to ask that and answer that right now. Okay? So basically, the Gemara is saying what we're learning so far today. Rava said that really there is einus begitten min ha-Torah. That if a guy doesn't show up because of unforeseen circumstances, it's like he came. And therefore the get is not a get. The Chachamim came along and saying it's a get. Okay, let's see Rashi first. On top of the page. Okay, Zimna Deloy Anus. Sometimes the guy didn't come willingly, right? That's what Rava said. Vavagita. The sovereign, this frum lady, is going to think, Gimel Amid Aleph. Dilma Anus, so maybe he was honest, and therefore ain't a get, it's not a get. But Tidagli Nasi, she'll be worried about remarrying because she's going to think that maybe it's not a get. Or the opposite case for the non religious girls. Right? She's going to say, oh, it is a get when it wasn't. And when the husband will say, he'll come later and say, well, I didn't come out of unforeseen oinus. Nimtze get bottle. So the get became nullified. And the kids are going to be mamzeidim. Right? Therefore, the Chacham said it's a get, even though the Torah says it's not. Why? He says like this. Because min ha-Torah, if he didn't show up because of einus, it's considered as if he came. Right? Where do we see einus in Torah? That einus is gets you off the hook. Matzino tainus einus min ha-Torah, because it says, ulanayra leisasa dovar. The Torah speaks about if a man finds a girl in the field, God forbid, and he rapes her. So the Torah says, you don't do anything to the girl. Because she was raped. Right? So the Torah says, ulanayra leisasa dovar, you don't do anything to the girl. What does that show? That onus in the Torah is like you didn't do it. So if a guy didn't show up because he was onus, it's like he came.
Just referring to what you were talking about before, you were saying the Beis Din can retroactively nullify
Kedushin.
What happens if there are kids in the first marriage?
That's what he asked.
That's what I asked.
So I missed the answer.
So they're out of wedlock. They're not kosher kids.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's not going to affect them getting married?
No.
Right. They're not going to be married.
Don't put in a hilligram, that's all. Kol ha-mekadesh. So the Gemara answers, because kol ha-mekadesh, Gimel Amid Aleph in the Rashi, 5 lines into the Rashi. Kol ha-mekadesh, meaning, Kala Mekadesh Isha. Anytime a man is Mekadesh a woman, Al Das, it's the intent, Shenhigu Chachma Yisrael, that the Chachamim wanted, be Yisrael by the Jews, who Mekadesh, that, in other words, a Kedushin that the Chachamim wanted to be, is Sheyokayamim, okay? That it should be existing Kedushin, Lefi Divrei Chachamim, that the Kedushin should be valid if the Chachamim want. And it be nullified through the Chachamim. Through a get, Shechshiru Chachamim, that the Chachamim said is good, even if the Torah says it's not good. Rashi is explaining what does it mean over here, calling Mekadesh, Adayt Rabban Mekadesh. Meaning, when I do Kedushin with a woman, it means, if the rabbis want the Kedushin to be good, it is. If the rabbis don't want the Kedushin to be good, it's not. And therefore, a rabbinic get can undo this Kedushin.
If they don't nullify the Kedushin, then what happened to the... Why we have to do the Kedushin? How come they have the power to undo that? Why we go that far?
Because otherwise the kids are going to be mamzerim.
But this way they are not married.
They're never married. So the second woman was never considered a married woman. When the woman remarries, I mean this, not this heter, but this concept, when non-religious people get married with a non-religious ceremony,
yeah?
No kosher witnesses, no nothing, yeah? And then later they divorce, but without a get. Correct? Mm-hmm. And then she remarries. Is that, are those second kids mamzeidim? Why not?
Normally at the beginning.
Because the rabbis, the rabbanim say that the first marriage is not a marriage. And therefore she was never married. She had kids out of wedlock, not out of marriage. And therefore, when she married the second guy, she wasn't an Eishes Ish that would make the second kid mamzeidim.
And what's the story with Bia again?
Well, we didn't get there in the Gemara. The problem would be if the first Kedushin is valid. I heard once a big rav, I didn't verify the story, but there was a story with a mamz. Because what happens if the first wedding was done kalocha? Proper edim, everything. Yeah? And then they never got a get, and then she married somebody else, which happens today. And has kids? Kids and mamz edim. Yeah? She's an Eishes Ish. She got married Kalocha. She's a full-fledged Jewish woman. She never got a get. She married somebody else.
Kids out there like that?
Plenty. So the kids and mamz edim, right? So I once heard that a contemporary, I'm fairly contemporary, he passed away already, very big contemporary Rav, what did he do to make those kids not mamz edim? I have never heard anybody else do it. And I think he only did it once also. I heard that Moshe Feinstein did this. What he did was, he made the first husband give a get to the wife through a shliach. And then, as the shliach went to give the get, he was mevatel the shliach.
Who was mevatel
the shliach? The husband. I think we've had that case before. So when the woman married the other guy, and he gave her the get. And he gave her the get. So then they retroactively were nullified the Kedushin. So even though the kids were born before she got the get, but the first Kedushin
so
was uprooted retroactively.
They reenacted the situation in the Gemara in order to nullify the marriage?
Again, I didn't verify that he did it, and if he did, it was an extremely exceptional case with whatever.
So, the question is, so
now they can do that, yeah?
There's a lot of kids...
Nobody ever does that.
Like if obviously can, if the woman originally didn't give a kosher, didn't accept kosher yet, how could it be the...
No, she, whatever, they were not from, he never gave her a get.
The question is, so you said there's a lot of kids out there like that.
There's a lot of mamzeinim out there, yeah.
What are we
going to
do about that?
Mashiach will take care of it.
No, the ones that they didn't get a kosher get.
But I'm saying there are people that had kosher weddings.
But
And they didn't get a get, and the woman remarried. There are cases like that. Not by the thousands, but there are plenty.
In this case, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, though, she had already married before he even did this.
Yeah, but by doing that, he retroactively nullified the first kedushin from all the way back.
That's very interesting. So why do you do this all the time?
Because they obviously can't.
So why do you do it the first time?
Okay. She yave get kazachareya. Okay? Okay. That's so fun. Let's go to Tesis now. Let's start the top Tesis over here.
On Gimel?
Gimel Amid Aleph, top Tesis. Okay? V'savrua da'onis. Okay? What's the case over here? The tznuis, one minute, the tznuis are going to think, really the guy didn't show up because he just didn't show up. So therefore the get is a get. But she is very frum, so she's going to think the onus, that maybe he didn't come out of an accident, and therefore it's not a get. Right? Umin adin, Taisus says like this, min adin, lesson lemechach dilma onusu. You can't be afraid maybe a guy's an onus. Why? The ruben leyanisi. Because majority are not. Taisus is really hinting to a question. Maybe there was onus, maybe there was no onus. Right? What are the frum girls afraid? Maybe the guy didn't show up. Yeah? So really, it's a get. But they're going to think it's not a get, because maybe it was an onus. They're super frumies. So Taisus says, why doesn't Besman think that way? It's 50-50. Maybe an onus, maybe not an onus. If a guy doesn't show up, correct? Now, there's a 50, seemingly, there's a 50% chance he didn't show up because he wanted not to show up. And there's a 50% chance that he didn't show up because of an onus. Right?
But that's not the language of the get. It says, if I don't show up, that's if I don't show up.
Yeah, but if onus happens, then it's like he showed up. So the question is, why doesn't Bezdin think 50-50? Why is Bezdin B'chlau going to think maybe it is a good get, maybe it's not a good get? Why are we calling these ladies the frumies, you know, the fanatics? So Tais says, because al pidin, you don't assume an accident happened. If a guy doesn't show up, we assume, why didn't he show up? Because he didn't want to. Right? So Tais says, the Ruben lo yanisi, and you go by the majority. Lahoch, it correlates nuis. Therefore, they call him the frum, the modest, super frum, shemachmirin al atzmam. Even though Gabi, afagav the motzilin subi, technically, apidin, they're allowed to marry. In other words, if a guy comes and says, here's your get if I don't come in 12 months, and he doesn't show up, apidin, do we need to think he didn't show up because of anus? No. Apidin, we assume he didn't show up because he didn't want to. Right? Therefore, I'll be din, they can get married. So, the super fanatics, they're not going to get married. But I'll be din, they would be allowed to get married. The Gabi Prutus, and by the Prutus also says, you're not going to suffer the Leonis. Eleva Amr, she's going to say that it wasn't an honest. Okay, why? Kafi look, she ought to kill the honest, even if there's a rumor that the guy didn't come because of onus, she's going to say Amra Deloy Onus. She said, no, I know, it's not, the rumor's not true. And then she's going to go remarry. Then the guy's going to come back and say, I wasn't onus. And the kids are going to be mamzeidim. That was the Gemara's question. Even if she knows that the guy didn't come out of onus, but she's not frum, right? She doesn't care. Nobody else knew but besides her. She's not going to say the guy didn't come because he was onus. She's going to want to get married, right? She's going to say he didn't come because he didn't come. So Taisa says like this, Vintemar, if that's the case, Meis betech yud beit chedish, nami ye get mahay taima. Then according to this, Taisa says, even if the guy died in the 12 months, and we learned that there's no get after death, therefore it wouldn't be a good get, but the Gemara says, the Gemara should say it is a good get for the same reason. Why? Zimnin delay mess, because sometimes the guy didn't die. Vishzavah the mess, and she thinks he did die, and therefore wouldn't be a get, when really the guy didn't die, and therefore it is a get. The Shleima de Misa Kali Isa. The Torah answer very simple. When somebody dies, everybody knows about it. But a guy got sick, not everybody knows about it as much as everybody knows that the guy died. Okay, then Tais says, I died to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Next Tais says, yeah? Lochein Eim Rebishas Kedushin, therefore Tais says, therefore at the time of Kedushin we say, like Rashi explained, Kedas Meshav Yisrael. Okay? And then next Tais just said, Vavkiru Rabbanim Kedushin Minei, Bereisha Shaleach, at the beginning of the fourth paragraph, Gittin, Tais says, I explained it. Because that's where the Gemara says this. Okay, but now let's go back to the Gemara, because we're in the middle of the Gemara here. Amale Ravina Laravashi, 9 lines from the top. Amale Ravina Laravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Tainach Kedusha Bekaspa. That can only be, when can the Chachamim uproot a marriage? When it was done with money. And like Rashi is going to explain, because Bezni can make the money Hefker. And therefore Bezni could say, your money is not money. Right?
You can. I thought they said the Kiddushin was not Kiddushin.
Well, how?
It's all related to the money?
Yeah. Because the Chum say you never gave her anything.
If they say the Kiddushin is not good, doesn't matter what
No. Said. How are the Chachamim saying it's not good?
The money.
Through the Kinyan?
Remember by the Chometz bread?
So they're saying the Kinyan wasn't good.
Yeah. Why? Because Bezin said it's not your money. Bezin could do that. But the Gemara is going to ask, if a guy did Kedusha with Bia, how could they undo Bia? They could undo money. They could say it's not your money. But if a guy did it with intimacy, how in the world are they going to be nullify that?
There's no witnesses.
No, there were witnesses. That's what he says. Tainah b'kiddush b'kas, but that only makes sense when he did the Kedusha with money. Kiddush b'bia ma'ika l'meimah. What can you do when a guy does it with beer? So the Gemara says like this. It's very interesting. Shavya Rabbanan lebilasi bilas nus. The Chacham say, your intimacy was not for marriage, it was for corruption, for immorality.
So it was not good anyway.
Rashi is going to explain what it is.
That's pretty simple.
Even though he has the intention to get married.
Even though I have intention, we're going to see Rashi. Rashi explains this. Bottom line, Rashi says, Chacham can say, the beer that you had was not the same Kedushin. It was for just having a good time. How could it do it? But Rashi explained that before. Kedas Meshav Yisrael means, whatever the rabbis want, that's what it is. When he did Kedusha with Bia, he said, Ariat Mukadashusli, Babia Zu, Kedas Meshav Yisrael. That's what he says. Right? So therefore, in that case, the Chacham said, your Bia wasn't the Bia that you thought it was. It wasn't L'shem Kedushin, it was for Zenus.
What was the third one? There is three ways of King.
Star.
So Shtar
and the Chum, again, if the Chum say the Shtar is worthless, it's worthless. Okay, let's see the Rashi.
Sign the Shtar.
1 minute. Let's see the Rashi. Teinach about 10 lines down in the Rashi. Teinach mele by money. L'me'afkisik mekidikadish bekaspo. When can you say the Chachamim uprooted the Kedushin when it comes to money? The name that we could say, Gedze oikir ha'kedushin. This get, which is even only a rabbinic get, can undo the Kedushin, the Eisa Mois Matona Meikron. And they made the money as a gift instead of Kedushin. It's similar to what Tais explains, Hefker Bezin Hefker. Bezin makes you money, I gave her money. Bezin said, you never gave it for Kedushin, it was for, you're giving it what we want. We're telling you, you gave it as a gift, not as a Kedushin. But the Gemara says, Kiddush b'bia mai. How could you do that? How could you undo bia? He says, Avkusim Ikara Ika, my Avkusim Ikara Ika, how could the Chacham undo the original Bia? Bishlemai, they get koshered. If the get is a biblical get, Afa Pisha Kedushin Kayame Marachshav, even though until now the Kedushin is valid, Gzeira Sakosavu, there's a Torah that says, a get korsai, the get breaks it, Umateri Surim Ikano Lahaba, and it undoes her being married from here onward. Right? In other words, in a normal circumstance, even if a guy did Kedusha with Bia, right? What does a Koshi get do? It doesn't retroactively make it null and void. You get a get. So the Chum say, from now on, she's not married. Yeah? But how over here can you say it's not a Koshi get Minatayra? Because it was honest. So Minatayra, the guy didn't show up, it's not a get. How could the Chum avozeh she'ain a get min ha-teira? This is not a koshi get from the Teira because the guy didn't show up because of onus. Va'ata machshirei, and you're going to make the get kosher. Mim neidaita shelzeh she'kid shaldas chachamim? How can you undo the kedusha? O shebitla api chachamim, tzarech ata leimar, you need to say, she'mikorim lo have a kedushin. Because this is not a good get. So what do we need to say? That retroactively we're making it no good. So money, I can make a gift instead of kedushin. Yeah? But how can I make a bia not a bia? He kedush bebia. V'ata eke kedushin l'mafreya. So what happened to that bia that he made with her? The chayne, that was done for kedushin. So the Gemara answers, shav yirabon l'bilasi l'mafreya. Listen to this. Through this rabbinic get that the Chachamim say is good, you're retroactively saying that any bia that he had with this wife was not for Kedushin, it was only for Znus.
That's through the get?
The get, this rabbinic get that the Chachamim is saying is good, is basically saying, okay, whatever you did for Kedushin in the past didn't happen.
But Rashi doesn't say that.
That's
doesn't
what say all
the kids supposed to do. Rashi is saying that.
Where is the note?
Look! L'mafreya shume devrem, they're making a be'ila znus. Making a be'ila znus. V'yesh b'hem k'yach, how could a chum do it? V'yesh k'yach b'hem lasis kain, shari hu tola b'hen, he depended the Kedushin on them. Because he says, G'das me'yishav Yisrael. So they could do whatever they want. Okay? Now, this the rest of Rashi is a very fundamental Rashi. I don't know why it gets here. This is a fundamental thing in the whole din of Kedushin. Remember we learned Kedushin, yeah? The first mission of Kedushin is Aisha Niknes Bekesef Shtarabiyah. Remember the first few pages of Kedushin went on, how do you know Kesef is good? How do you know Shtar is good? How do you know B is good? Remember we learned in the Gemara, how do you know all these things are good for Kedushin? So the Gemara says, how do we know money is good for Kedushin? So the Gemara says, Kicha, Kicha, Mestei Efren. Okay? By Kedushin it says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, if a man will take a woman. By Efren and Avram, it says the word over there, it's a sort of Kach Mimeni. Right? Kach, the same Kicho. So Josek over there by Ephraim, he got the land. Got Marissa Machpelah. With money, so when it says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, we learn out that Kedushin with money is also good.
Acquire.
Right. Now, Lochaedo, that should be biblical. Yeah. You learn that from a Pasik. Right? It should be biblical. Rashi is going to say now that my teacher said that's only Midrabanan.
Yeah,
which explains this Gemara a little bit better.
Yeah,
the Chachamim uprooted the Kedushin retroactively because money is also only Rabbinic Kedushin.
But the Gemara is assuming it was the right
argument. One second. Rashi says, now Shemaiti Kod Abaisim Meforshim. Rashi said, I heard all my Rabbis. In the middle of the page of Rashi. The Kiddush Bekaspe Kedusha Rabbananinu. It's only a rabbinic Kedushin. V'yav Shalom Ekein. So Rashi says, but they're wrong. I disagree with them. But just for the record, the Rambam holds this with Rabbanan. A lot of the Rishonim hold Kiddushin is with money is with Rabbanan. It's interesting.
Rambam
holds with Rabbanan. The Efshalay Mekain, Rashi also, no, Rashi says it has to be Minatayra. The Efshalay Mekain. You know, the rabbis are saying Kiddushin with money is with Rabbanan. Rashi, you can't say that. Why? Chodah the Gzeira Shavihi. Kicha Kicham Estayafrin. V'chol alamed migzeira shava, Rashi says anything learned from migzeira shava, you know, binatayra, k'mei shekasim mefurish shulachol davar, it's considered minatayra. See, Rambam argues with this Rashi anyway. But anyway.
But since those few first pages of Shimon, that was they were not Amorim, they were later time. So
no, they learn it out. Kicha kicham estayafrin. Yeah. But is that Kedusha min HaTorah min Rabbanan? So Rashi's Rabbis, Rabbi Rashi says, Kol Rabbi Yisai, not some, Kol Rabbi Yisai, said it's only rabbinic. Rashi says two things. Number one, if you learn not from a Gzeira Shav, it has to be biblical. Secondly, another thing, Eid Rabbanan Ninu, if Kedushin is only rabbinic with money, how if a woman commits adultery do you stone her? Since when do you stone somebody for rabbinic transgression? Mm. If she's only a rabbinic Eishes Ish, if Yod Kedusha is only midrabanan with money, right? How could he get, and she committed adultery, you stone her? How can you stone somebody for rabbinic sin? Eich Seiklen HaYodon, number one, if she did it intentionally, or if she did it accidentally, she has to bring a carbon. So you bring what's called Chulin Lazara Shigagasim. Right? V'sof sof, Rashi says, anyway, look at it. Ki mashaninu, when the Gemara answers soon, Shavin Rabbanu lebilasi bilas nus, yeah, that the Chum Baibiyah also made it no good. Al korcha tzarchata lefarish kein, k'mei shepirashti, you must say, like I explained before, the Kedushin nekrin mi'ikara, that the Kedushin is retroactively void, and not from here onward. In other words, there's two ways of learning this Gemara. Rashi is saying, when the Chachamim uprooted the Kedushin, right? Did they uproot it retroactively? Or did they uproot it from here onward? So Rashi says, you can't say it means from here onward, because the Bia was already. Right? That's what Rashi says. V'amefar shleim, and whoever wants to say, Shavi Rabbanan, k'lucho mekachi bebiya. Some people learn this Gemara, not that in this case, retroactively, somebody wanted to say, that whoever does Kedushi with Bia, is Nus. Toz gamur, ubo lahater eishis isha miskadeshis b'legat mitamzeh, v'lei matzinu zeh le'betalmet. Rashi is interesting anywhere in the Gemara. So now Rashi said like this. Some Mefarshim, Rashi's rabbis, explained the Gemara that why over here can the Chachamim uproot the Kedushin? Because it was only rabbinic to begin with. Yeah. So therefore, from now on, we're saying it's not a good Kedushin.
Even be
a. Yeah. So Rashi said it can't be. Because it must be retroactively. Be it for sure has to be retroactively.
And be retroactive, they nullify.
Right.
But the whole even bia is midrabanan.
No,
just kiss
it. If some Rashi says some people want to say that the chachamim made hamiskadish bibia, I'm saying luchom mekachi bibila's nus. Rashi, that's a complete mistake, because if you did bia, it's a kedushin.
Midraisa. How can we answer that the uprooting midoraita, the rabbanon, they have a problem to uproot the midoraita?
No, so the Gemara says if it's kasev, it's hefker best than hefker.
Yeah, okay.
So Rashi says they made the money into gift instead of kedushin. So retroactive is not very kedushin. If a guy did kedushin bebia,
yeah.
So they made the beila bila's nus.
Oh,
so it wasn't done the same Kedushin. So retroactive, she was never a married woman.
What about according to Rashi that everything is midoraita? How can they uproot midoraita?
Because it says they made the money, not kedushin. Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Bezin could say the money was a gift instead of Kedusha. The beer was the shame's nus, not the shame Kedusha.
So I missed the problem.
Huh?
I think I missed it. I missed the problem. What was the problem? What was the practical issue?
No, Rashi just learns that you can't say Kesef is the Kedushin with money is only rabbinic. Because Rashi, we learn that from the Torah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be any Kiddush if it was the Rabbanan.
Well, the Rambam learns it's mit Rabbanan.
So what is the Kiddush, the Rambam?
The interesting thing of it all is... the interesting thing is, according to those of the Shenim, why does everybody do a rabbinic Kiddushin?
Why?
Everybody does today with Kesef.
So what's the problem?
You mean the ring?
Yeah, my ring is money. According to Rashi, I can give skila and a rabban.
No, they made it hefker. Well, they can.
No, I'm saying today, forget this gemara. A guy does Kiddushin with a woman. And then she commits adultery. Yeah? She needs to get killed. Skila. Yeah. But Rashi says if it's rabbinic kedushin, how can you get skila for rabbinic? So the Achreinim discussed this already in the halach of kedushin, why we do kedushin with the kesef, lochet, if it's according to the Rambam and others that it's mit rabbanon, how do you do it?
According to Rambam, Bia is mit raita or mit
the raisa. Only kesef is mit rabbanon.
And
Shtar is minatir also.
Yeah?
If Shtar is minatir, how come Kesef not be?
Because Taisus learns Gzer Shav is midraban.
Oh, what? In general? And Rama holds again in general?
That's the whole discussion. Let me
why was it important to discuss whether this is Rambam
or Rambam?
Wow.
I don't
know.
What
is
this controversy? Yeah, this is the final. We did some Rashi to see what the world is about. I didn't know that.
It's a Torah and Gemara. It's not Rashi and
Rambam. No, that Kesef, the whole thing is there Shava, is there Rabbanon? That's a lot.
No, the question is the question is
entire
why does Rashi have to mention that this
is Midorite? Is there a Shava? Is Midorite?
Not that according to Rambam.
No.
No?
The logic of is there a Shava?
It's Well,
that's not that. He didn't say that.
Why is it important?
If Kesef is Midorabbanon, how do we learn Kesef from Gezer Shava?
That's my question.
Because Gezer Shava is in the Rabbanon, so the Kesef is the Rabbanon. That's...
what's the problem? What's the problem if it was the Rabbanon? What's the problem?
That's throughout Shas. It's
it's the method of learning Torah. Like.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's... I don't understand. And Rabbi said most people hold that it the Rabbah.
Well, the Moshe and Israel, when it's a promise.
So Rabbi, the Gezer Shava.
One second. I pointed at this Rambam, I don't know what it was. Okay, Ketzer Yishim is Kadeshis. Okay, how does a woman do a kedushin? In Bekesef, Mekadosh has to be not less than a pruta. He says it out mekadoshly. Okay, then he says if you do it with shtar, this is what you do. In Kiddush Bebia. Okay. Which one?
1-2, section 2.
Here. This is Perek Gimel Alochachov. Hamekadosh Bebia. Mam said, you do Kedush Bebia, Arei Lu Kedush Teira. Vechem is Kadesh is Bishtar Min HaTeira. Aval HaKesef Medivri Seifrim. Shenemar ki yikach ish isha v'amro chachomim lukuchim yil kesef. Okay? Now,
But Rashi disagrees.
Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi says clearly it's minat Torah.
So what's the problem by saying that? What's the problem that he has by saying it's Derubban and not
Derubban? Because he's using Gezer Shama. Doesn't he mean Gezer Shama only here is Derubban?
B'chal, the Rambam holds anything learned from the Shah. Let's just say middays is Mdrabana. That's Ram Shita Bakhal.
Oh wow.
One second. But the Mufashim more in Halacha than over here. No, here the Rambam, but here the Rambam says, "V'chein din kaseh din Torah pirushim devarei seif," and that's the thing that is not the proper gifts in the Rambam. So Kaz Mishnah says there are different girsas in the Rambam, but the Pearl, the Rambam writes, this, they all write, that the Rambam holds that Kiddush, Kiddusha with money is Midrabban.
I have a question. If you could uproot the Uraisa, what difference does it make if it's...
Rabbanan or...
You can uproot the Uraisa?
No, the question is, why should somebody want to do a Rabbinic Kiddushin?
Is that the question? That's the only question we're talking about? Why would somebody want to do a
Rabbanan? No, I'm saying in this aspect of it.
Why are they arguing whether this is Rabbanan and Deraisa? What's the practical application?
Okay, you know what? We have 2 minutes. Let's watch this fast. Look, we finished the Rashi. Look in the Tesis, Tainich, the Kiddush, Bekasba. The Gemara says, Mele by Kiddushu with money, they can uproot it. What do you do with Bia? So Tesis says, Mele Kiddushu with money, Hefker, Bezden, Hoya Hefker. And then the Mois is Matana. Like Rashi says, the money is a gift instead of Kiddushu. Mele, therefore, called Bi Loisiv's Nus. Okay, then therefore, if the Kedusha was never a valid Kedushin, so every time he lived with her was Nus. But Kiddush, but be a Meikel a Meimar, Eich Yafkien a Bia Shul Kedushin, how could they uproot the original Kedushin? And he says, Afilu B'lamandi Yom Rishrab, even according to the opinion of Amos, it says, Yesh Koyach L'Chachomim L'Akadovim in HaTayro, the Chachom have the ability to uproot a mitzvah of the Torah. Hainu, could gain the lek aveda. That's only in a case where there's no aveda. For instance, kaihida ishir abba, the hoda letivla, when it went back to tevel, whatever it was. But if there's an aveda that she's a married woman, mukadeshesi bebia, ma'ika lemeimar. The chachamim can't uproot the Torah. The Torah says it's an aveda. Because she's married Minatera, and then she committed the sin, right? So Chacham don't have the ability to uproot the Torah. That's the Gemara's question. But Mishani, right? So the Gemara answers. Tesis explains. Shavir Abana Bilasa Bilaznus. Chacham said it was never kedushim. There's a bila for znus. Ve'ain kan kedushim. Therefore, there's no kedushim at all.
Who do we hold by? The Rabbanu or the Raisa?
We all just minatayim.